you mix it with a little seasoning, right? The protein is hard.
I thought you said seasoning, man.
I did.
I said semen.
Semen. You take the cum and the semen, okay. You mix it together. Semen.
That's
what I'm saying. It's the buzz. You can't. Yeah. I think it's loud. Shut up. Lee, I'm hooked up.
What?
Yeah, it should be.
Behind station, put it up. Very normal.
I can see helicopters from my house, man. We ain't know what the fuck was going on. I don't know how that could have happened, but I know who was driving. It might be an issue. I don't know how that could have happened.
Shit up. That shit was funny as hell. You seen Janky Promoters, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's what he called it. He was like the one joint. He was like one joint. That's Russell Red. That's Kim. That's her character. And he was like the other one, Jelly Roll, little stupid motherfucker, always running around doing shit. I was rolling. Have you seen it?
Huh?
You know the girl Bible Princess?
I met her before.
She be doing a lot of good shit. She don't deserve to be harassed or roasted. Unless he's saying, like, this is a roast of Idol Princess, not, let me tell you about these janky promoters.
Definitely went in on
them. For no reason. Niggas was calling me all day, and he was on there being all gangster. Talking about some. He was talking about some, every time I interview you little dickheads, I got a gun right in my pocket. That video ain't last long, though. Bro, delete that fucking video, you internet gangster. What's wrong with you?
Internet,
I couldn't believe that's what I said the whole day. I can't believe you're an internet gangster. No, yeah. I'm like, I need a break. He was talking about some, oh, yeah, I'll be there when PD comes. No, you're not. Stay at home. It's only PD and girls and Black over here. PD's like, I want old school beats and big booty girls. Is that like the type of interview I could I gotta start my show off apologizing to Bible Princess because I love her.
Oh.
I know.
Let me get my
you gotta get the camera ready. Yeah, I need tissue too because this shit is about to be real.
Bible Princess,
I love you so much. I just fucked
y'all. I need to shit on you, folks.
But it's real rap, though. I'm going to start the show standing up. Shout out to everybody checking us out. New episode, Philly Shine Radio. Oh, get that music out the way. Tuesday. Fun day. Getting ready to show some love the way I like to show love, you know what I mean? New episode of Philly Shine Radio, live on a Tuesday, waiting for my special guest to come in the building. But I'm so glad it's just, you know what I mean, us. I'm here by myself because I got to give a shout out to my homegirl, Bible Princess.
I'm a special guest.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you don't fill
in. Well, you can fill in because you can show some love to my girl, Bible Princess. I just wanted to make it public. I fucked with her.
You know you, baby.
I fucked with Bible Princess. Don't nobody throw me under no bus, Mr. Go In. He called me mad because I called him a bully. If somebody telling the truth about you, own that shit. People always want to fight just because you exposing the truth. If somebody be like, yo, Honest, you used to beat people up and that wasn't right, I'm like, yeah, it wasn't right. Or Honest, you help a lot of people out now and that's right. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Because don't nobody coming to you and saying the good shit, you know what I mean? But when people say bad shit that's real, own it. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't perfect. And we ain't got to hate each other just because we not perfect. Black people show love. And then on some real shit, I'm in the battle rapping now. You know what I mean? I'm in the battle rapping. So I feel like you got a problem with me. We could take it out on some bars. I'll make up a song about you. You know what I mean? Because I don't even like how they're trying to end this beef between Pusha T and Drake or whatever. Come on. Damn, I'm going to give you some bars. And, like, I feel like don't stop them. They're going at it with each other. They're pulling up stuff that's real, you know what I mean, exposing niggas for whatever they're doing. Why do they have to stop? They don't want to kill each other. You know what I mean? They just want to battle a little bit. They dissing each other. I also wanted to talk about that because my guest, come over here, you in the middle. My guest is definitely killing the battle scene and performing as an artist. Shout out to SCRT, CEO in the building. What's up, Stacks? I'm going to get everybody calm, but you ain't got to just jump on right just yet. I was just saying, come sit in the middle. But I just really wanted to say, like, I can't stand how so many people, even the shit with Donald Trump talking about our egos, like, who the fuck do you think you are, homie? Like get your whole shit together. We don't care if you don't like us. Have your own party. But don't make up shit and try to make play the victim. That's the whole thing I feel like a lot of people doing. Even this boy, Jay Prince, you know what I mean? I know CEO rep a lot. Legendary brother.
Cool, right?
Yes, legendary brother. But then he also was talking shit. Like, I feel like if you want to keep the peace, don't throw shots and say, oh, yeah, Pusha T, career would have been over. Like,
right.
What type of shit is that? Like, if you're trying to keep the peace, don't throw shots because, oh, nigga, what the fuck you mean my career is going to be over? You know what I mean? And in my opinion, I feel like, why stop the beef? That shit was just warming up. You know what I mean? Like I said on my last show, Pusha T got the best investigator in the world.
Yeah, I don't know who he got on his job.
I thought I had the stalking skills.
Yeah.
Like, hold up, let me find out where your last job was. You know what I mean? Who you was fucking? Which one of my girlfriends had you? Because I got all the girls all over the world. And shout out to everybody supporting me. This Thursday is actually going to be real, real popping. I got Petey Crack and a whole bunch of amazing women.
Right.
We all going to come through and have some motherfucking fun. And it's Friday. We all going to be in the building at Vanity the Grand. You coming with me too, right?
Vanity. You going to be there. You already know.
Why is the standard so fuzzy?
I want to see y'all sitting.
You
going to be there.
Calhoun. Whole gang. In the building. Let's get this shit started.
Yeah.
But I had to talk some shit, you know what I mean? For those of you who know what I'm talking about, y'all know why I apologize to my girl, Bible Princess. Because that's my homie. I don't care who she be around, and they'd be like, I don't know why people, I swear to God, she told me. She was like, I don't know why people don't like you. I was like,
I don't like you, huh?
Some people, some broke person that didn't want to make no money with me, or, you know what I mean, bitter ass person, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I'm Real dope, Philly Shine Radio. We live in the building. Shout out to my boy, Calhoun, in the building. Oh, but man, I can't. What am I doing? Oh, we over here chilling and waiting. That's right, doing a day. It's like technical difficulty day, but it's all right. We're going to figure it out. Got my big nigga in the building with me. Yeah, you got to come.
Closer.
To, yeah, come to
next. Hey, right. Right.
What else?
Get it figured out.
Show love to everybody who really works. you worth something, we're going to get you that check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when we get it popping. New episode, right. Philly Shine Radio. Just being able to show some love. Oh, here we go.
We back.
Being able to show some love to people doing their thing, working hard, and before, what I was talking about, like, let people beef, you know what I mean? Like, let niggas beef it out. Like, instead of y'all killing each other, act about it, you know what I mean? Guess what? You might not just have to pay for your funeral. Y'all just rant about it and just laugh, like, oh, yeah, you got me.
Right.
You said that about them kids that I was hiding.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the bull. But you know what? I just feel like, oh, my gosh, people just hate each other so much for the dumbest reason. Not to say that it's not dickheads out here committing crimes and stealing from people and doing real fucked up shit, you know what I'm saying, which needs to stop, period. But y'all know that this is violent. I think we can start with that. Can we start with that, please? We'll talk about that more. I have so much to come. Really, really trying to educate so people being about peace, entertainment, showing off, and having fun with, like, individuals. Y'all know me, I like to play matchmaker with this music stuff. So I got my young boy, some music from Rich coming up, you know what I mean? My girl from Lady Queen, she's coming through today. And we're going to vibe out with some music. I got Sean King music on deck. I got your music on deck today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to definitely get to have some fun.
Ready, right. And
again, welcome to Philly Shine Radio, bro.
Yeah.
CEO in the building. You do a lot, too.
A lot. I try to do anything, honestly.
Yo, man, is it because you're so big you think you can do everything?
Yeah, there's some wrong street woman shit for
like, I'm big as shit. I'm going to do everything. Y'all not going to stop me.
Nigga.
I can relate to that. We can drink to that.
That's that.
I ain't big for nothing.
No wrong street shit.
I ain't big for nothing. You know, my homie said, he was like, I want to talk to you more in that battle that they had on America Street. He was like, but you're so intimidating or whatever.
If you listen to the footage, we heard you in the background. More than
all
of
me.
And you was all the way in the back. I don't know how to
fucking hear you. You heard me. The fuck, I'm not going to be heard. You tripping.
Yeah, we heard that over all the niggas.
Oh, yeah, it's that B shit. And you know what's so funny, too? And when I come to battle, y'all got to let people know who I am. Because while I'm in the crowd, right, I'm going along with something that you said. And when you kind of, I feel like could have did better. I'm like, man, you could have did better. And then when Z, who you was battling, when he did something good, I was like, oh, that was hot. But then when he did bad, I'm like, oh, you could have did better. And then the people in the crowd, she's like, oh, you must know him. How about I know both of them? I know everybody in his face.
Right.
Like,
honest is, what are you talking about? You know, every nigga that rap in Philadelphia.
Honest, but no, it's all love, but I respect your grind, you know what I'm saying? And then even with you represent SCRT, like, tell us about, you know what I mean, your company for real, because you represent a lot of thorough-ass niggas and I'm not fucking with it.
So you came first, man, SCRT, Street Culture Roundtable. That's my label. I'm going to see you over that, man. You know, Ryan Rubin, Bell Block, shout out to all my homies.
Rubin.
You know, it's a management, you know, it's a management thing. It's a label thing. You know, it's a clothing line. It's books. We got books out on Amazon, you know.
What's the books about?
It's called No Regrets. It's actually my life, man. You know, I just did 8 years in the Fed. Just came home.
No Regrets.
Not that long ago. Yeah, it's called No Regrets.
That's a No Regrets, like the Snickers commercial. Have you seen the commercial?
It's about 70% authentic. You know, I can't put too much in there, you know what I mean? But
I like
it's on Amazon. I don't try to tune in. It's a box.
I like that. It's not an autobiography. It's
70% authentic. 70%
accurate. Right. But I ain't going to know what 70% is. Real and all. So.
Only if you know.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
So you wrote the book? It's like a thriller or whatever? I was three.
It's a prequel and a sequel to it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a series. I mean, you know, it's a series, but, you know, it goes back to the prequel, too. But it's called No Regrets by the author Stax. That's the name, Stax.
Mm-hmm.
Author Stax. There's another No Regrets out, but it's about some shit. And mine's dropped first, so, you know. But it's by the author Stax. So, you know, we got four of them out.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let them
know who you are, though.
Who are you?
Call home,
though, man. Check it out, man. Amazon. Make sure y'all tune in. Let me get that bread.
I'm trying to produce the movie. Y'all like something I want to be in.
Yeah, you can play my first girlfriend.
Do she kill people?
Nah.
I
she,
can't play her then.
She, you know,
you
she, do a lot,
that in the
she do a lot of gangster shit, though.
No. I need to, if I'm doing movies, I got to bust my. At least I got a shoe to bust my gun. But I don't want to miss. I'd be like, y'all, miss this, make you dance or something. I'd be like, make a person dance.
I'm missing make you dance.
I always wanted to do that. Like, me and my grandfather, rest in peace, pop out. We used to watch all them old westerns and shit. Like, what? You want to dance, bitch.
Yeah, I get on the music bar.
I want to know if you ever been with a twin.
Give it 70% of the answer. No, I'm going to be authentic. No, don't tell me the age. I don't want to know anymore because I don't want to get in trouble. This is America. Don't let you slip in now. Don't let them slip. So you had twins when you was young, both of them together? No, I had a twin and I had another twin I didn't know.
No, 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 ass Calhoun. Y'all know what it is, man. No handout on federal road. Track 4. Keep going in next week. That's the dog.
Y'all went up down.
Yeah. Look.
Thank you.
Tone in the building.
Panda.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my voice and the music. I'm definitely going to bring that No Handout back. You know what I mean? No Handout. Frank with the Grippers. Gut. You know what I'm saying?
Southern Bad Guy.
The Great Bad
Guy.
Shy
Money.
Shy Money. The Flow.
Yeah,
the
Flow God right there.
That's the Flow God. Shy Money Flow. Crazy. Shy Money, y'all. You know what I mean? Real right. It's real rap. It's a vibe. You know what I mean? So we're going to definitely get that. And that book producer to a movie.
Right.
Why not? We're
working
on
that. We're working on that.
I'm gonna play the cowgirl, like he's coming through gunslinging. She's gonna help me. She's gonna help me make it sexy. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be gunslinging sexy one.
Yeah,
I'm sexy too.
All right.
This shit is right. Yeah, this is my whole thing. Yes, definitely. Shout out to everybody and fucking with the team. This Friday we definitely will be on Vanity Brand, the real hip hop. Like this is just a showcase, like really trying to set ourselves aside from all the different stuff that people do. Because I know it's a lot of people that throw showcases, and even like I was starting the show off talking about, you know what I mean, what happened with Bible Princess helping out the shorty with her janky event, you know what I mean? I feel like, just like I said last week, please step it up for these artists, you know what I mean? If you got artists paying for a registration for a show, use like three or four of their registration to actually pay for a venue with the stage, you know what I mean? Like some type of ring
situation.
Oh,
my shows, I'm going to hold on myself August. At
there's a stage in that bitch. That's a nice place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put people on.
Thank you for being there with Jersey folks. I'm trying to get Ab in a building. I heard that feed we're going to be in a building.
Lit. That's what's up,
yeah,
lit.
That's nice. There's a lot of people that's coming that can perform still. Shout out to artists when they came through.
So, that's what the thing, that's August 5th on the stage. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even that's what my homegirl Star said. She's like, well, shit. He had to pay registration. Why wasn't it the stage? Like, come on. And then even for my homegirl, Bible Princess, she does better things than that. And that's even the conversation that her and I had about it. You know what I mean? Like, step shit up for these artists. But the real hip-hop is, like, nothing like anything else anybody else is doing. You know what I mean? No gimmicks. You know what I mean? Just all fun. Like, really bringing amazing opportunities to the stage. You know what I mean? We've had artists like really, really come out to support us. Shout out to the Black Bottle Boys that's going to be in the building.
Yeah.
My homie from Atlanta. I'm Jay Harris, the radio host from Atlanta, artist. He's going to be coming through. You know what I mean? My boy Tyreek Singh, all the way from Harlem, is going to be in the building.
Oh.
And he's sold out the Apollo. He's done so many great. Yes. The talent that's going to be there is crazy. My boy Montega performing. It's real crazy. As well as Tammy Jean. Y'all already know her. I'm Tammy Jean. She'll bring that saucy shit. Yeah. And it's our birthday. So we hope she has some fun. And shout out to my girl, Nisa Brown Skin Poppin'. Happy birthday to you, baby. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be in the building lyrically on August 5th, right?
Yep. Oh, and Rock Boys will be in the building too.
You just had Terrence and them over here.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show love
to my boys.
I love everybody, and then even like today, like I like to try to match mix people because I feel like I be knowing a lot of great people, and I feel like if you know great people, put them together with other great people because they try to, you know, tell us, oh, you only need one hit, you know what I mean, or you only need one person to go first to bring everybody.
Listen, it's we no need such thing. Like, if you have one person saying the same thing,
If you know some great people, like, come on.
I feel like
a lot of these shows that you see on TV, if everybody on the show was fucking amazing, that shit will go through the roof. So y'all need to get that shit together with thinking that a lot of people can't be under one roof and be all pop, you know what I mean? And everybody grabs that attention. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all look at fucking, like, they was looking at the royal wedding and shit. Everybody in that bitch was important. How many people was watching that type shit? You know what I mean? Like, really put niggas together. That's why I will always match make and put people together under one roof, really getting it in. If y'all know anything about me,
know that that's what it is. And the real hip hop, that's what it's going to be. Friday is going down. Fact, you going to be in there fucking up a check. We're going to bring
that. Fucking up a check. The whole FDRC going to be in there fucking up a check. The whole Cyber Free going to be in there fucking up a check. The whole Black Money going to be in there fucking up a check. The whole going to be in there fucking up a check. Yeah, y'all better come through, man.
Let's get
this. Y'all better come through.
What up, Martini Box?
can't put down this. Ricky Cowell and Obama. Calvin. Honor. To my trap like an owl. You'll never find us. What am I here to ask? I'm here to talk to you about the line. You nigga? You think you ever die on that food, you nigga? I got another dollar on my food. You
I'm sure it was an important conversation. But I'm trying to make sure I'm showing love to the people, you know, especially there. This CEO in the building, he does so much, you know what I mean? I had to get you in here, you know what I mean?
Say,
I
already know. I already know. I was in the
We in the battle league. Shout out to Stiz.
Federal Wolves.
Shout out to Stiz. Federal Wolves drop next week, man. Oh. It's Friday, man. Shout out to Shout, buddy.
Oh, like how Drake say running through the six with my wolves?
My wolves with my hitters. You dig me? That's another name for him to talk about. That's for them guys, man.
Okay.
I give y'all the bouncy music on Independence Day, man.
You choose to take those risks or not. You know what I mean? That's a choice. You like that?
Back to back was okay, but there wasn't no bar for bar back. Pusha T was spitting back, right?
I see what you're saying.
Where's your child at?
I see what you're saying. Because he had metaphors in it.
Yes. We're like
the metaphors.
Oh, I mean, he didn't spit nothing.
But
nothing.
Takeover was metaphors, too.
No, it wasn't Takeover. What's that for your baby? Yeah, that shit was facts.
No, I'm talking about when Jay-Z did Takeover.
Yeah,
that
was metaphors. Yeah, he fucked about with a baby. See, that was facts. Al Iverson came to him and said, bro, I'm married. Why you put me out there like that? Jay-Z said, nigga, Jordan is this. Get out of here.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why they got nine of the souls. Like, I can't tell them anything. But shout out to you, Stace. I wasn't trying to be mean, Carly. I'm honest love to you. Certain people know me. If y'all really know me, y'all gotta start calling me Honest Love. Like, everybody in this building could call me Honest Love.
Yeah.
Oh, man. These niggas, because you know what? When you do shit like that, it's what makes somebody think, oh, yeah, maybe she ain't gonna knock me out. And I'm like, listen, nigga, I will. Please, don't try.
I'm like,
I will. I will. And I'm going to get this download together that my girl Lady Queen got on deck for me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fuck up the chat. We're going to play that click brick again. Because we got to go into the next show. Y'all know what happens in the Clockaware Radio Station Network. Now, you got to call us a network. Because we really work with so many live shows. When people are on Flyboy Friday show, they be like, yeah, somebody else is on Blackaware Philly Shine on Friday. I'm like, yeah, that's all of us. You know what I mean? But y'all got to say all the names together. Blackaware Radio Station Network. We all fucking working over here. And then it's coming up next. But up first is that Slick Rick, and we're going to fuck up a check and have some fun, y'all.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all in the building. Panda, we're going to get your shit together. I need an MP3. Come on, y'all. Turn this shit up. Y'all, these pictures are awesome.
I got the star in the flash drive.
Oh, you got a flash drive? You got a flash drive?
I'm going to go to the next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't got to worry about
I don't believe you. I'm going to